This is program number LW2121. Well, they shoved, they kicked, they knocked elbows. A horde of women shoppers were determined to get the best of the bargains during a spectacular sale in a Bronx department store not long ago. Hi, this is Larry West. Before they were through, according to the Associated Press, it was a near riot. Two people were injured, including a lady who was shoved through a 5-foot-wide, 14-foot-high plate glass window. 50 policemen and 3 fire companies were called in, I'm telling you the truth, to take control of the crowd in front of Alexander's department store. Shoppers began gathering at 7 in the morning with temperatures at 8 degrees and surged forward, smashing the display window when the store opened just before 9 o'clock. Bernard Gayer, assistant manager, said the store traditionally drew throngs for its annual sale, but never had anything happen like this. The store advertised electric broilers for $1.99, imported cashmere sweaters for $9.95, and phonograph records for as little as 9 cents. Casualties of the sidewalk crush were Maria Martinez, who was taken to Morrisania Hospital with a lacerated scalp, suffered while being pushed through a window. Patrick Gonzalez was treated by a store nurse for cuts on her left leg. Police set up rope barriers and used loud speakers to restore order and channel customers into the store into an orderly fashion. You know, there's an old saying that says, the greedy man is ever in want. He's never satisfied. He's never content. It's just as the old Hebrew proverb which says, whoever seeks more than he needs hinders himself from enjoying what he has. Once upon a time, there was a dog crossing a bridge over a small river. He was carrying a piece of meat in his mouth. Well, while crossing the bridge, he saw his own reflection in the water. He thought that he saw another dog there with a bigger piece of meat. So, trying to snatch the bigger piece of meat away from the other dog, he opened his mouth and dropped out the piece of meat that he already had. Into the water it plopped and was swept down the stream by a swift current. Yep. Whoever seeks more than he needs hinders himself from enjoying what he has. That sort of reminds me of the St. Louis couple found a few years ago. She was 87 and he was 75, found in their house on Douglas Road in northern St. Louis County. They were found sleeping on the floor, had no furniture in their 6-room house. The whole place was run down. Few blankets, little to no heat, yet scattered all over the house, a little stuffed here, a little tucked away there, was almost $5,000 in cash. After they died, the public administrator's office estimated these people's assets at $72,525. Yep, it's true. Whoever seeks more than he needs often hinders himself from enjoying what he has. My point today is, you can be poor even though you have plenty. You know, really, the best thing to do before you set your heart on getting something, I mean, you've really got to have it first. Look around to see how happy people are who already have it. You know, having things is not so bad. The problem comes when things begin to have you. You can have plenty, yet be plenty poor. Greed costs assets you already have, and they will eventually bankrupt your own integrity. It's a poor man who walks on people just to acquire things. Paul was a man who learned contentment. Paul lived in a faraway land many years ago. He found the secret, so he claimed. In a letter, he wrote these words, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty, whether well-fed or hungry, or whether living in plenty or in want. He said, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Then he gave the secret. He said, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Though that Paul was one of the inspired writers of the Bible, he was not a super saint. He was just a guy, just like you and me. But he found the secret. He found contentment when he made Jesus Christ the purpose of his whole life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.